24 rescue workers have been searching from land and sky for any sign of 68-year-old Paul Schock of Lake Nabegaman. A week after his disappearance, Wrangell-St. Elias National Park Service rep Smitty Parrott says they're suspending search efforts.
We do regular air flights over the park year-round, and we will continue to look in the area for him when we do ranger patrols over the area, but we won't have crews out there on the ground looking for him.
Parrott says some ground crew members have already returned from Scoli Pass, and more will depart as weather threatens.
All of the high probability areas have been searched numerous times. Enough time has passed that it's very unlikely that he would be found alive. And weather conditions are worsening and creating greater hazards for air and ground searchers.
Parrott says they discovered some tracks but could not be sure if they belonged to Schock. He says the family took part in the decision to call off the search.
But what I did see when I met them is that they were taking it very well and being strong. Of course, it hits them real hard, but they're holding together and supporting one another seem to be doing well under the circumstances.
Parrott says scattered rain and snow are expected to hit the area, and overcast conditions make it difficult for searchers to return. He says they had high hopes Schock would be found alive. Now, Parrott hopes crews can return home safely. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.